What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pepworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Have you seen the film Steal This Story, Please? Yet? You've got a chance this weekend at the Alamo Theater in Bucksport. The storyline? Undeterred by armed soldiers, smooth-talking politicians, and riot police, journalist Amy Goodman has reported some of the most consequential stories of our time. Steal This Story, Please is a gripping portrait of the trailblazer whose unwavering commitment to truth-telling spans three decades of turbulent history. From the front lines of global conflicts to the organized chaos of her daily news show, Democracy Now!, Goodman broadcasts stories and voices routinely silenced by commercial radio. You can catch the film at the Alamo this weekend. Have you heard of the Pascal Hall Author Series? It's their fifth season of bringing celebrated authors and engaging literary conversations to the Maine coast. The series is free, but you have to register, which is why I'm telling you about it now. AuthorsGuild.org is where you'll go if you want to register to hear Heather McGee in conversation with Kate Blackford. That's happening on June 11th. Susan Choi in conversation with Roxana Robinson. That's happening July 9th. And on August 20th, Hernan Diaz with Isaac Fitzgerald. And on August 27th, Stephen Greenblatt with Caroline Bix. For more information about it all, AuthorsGuild.org. I've got something else you'll want to register for. Art Waves and Healthy Acadia are partnering with the community to make Art for Health and Hope, a community art installation. As part of Healthy Acadia's 25-year celebration, they're inviting us to take part in Art for Health and Hope, a collaborative project that will become a large-scale installation celebrating health, connection, resilience, and hope, and representing community members of all ages and backgrounds from all corners of Hancock and Washington counties. Art Waves is offering two free art-making sessions as part of the project: The Art of Felting for Health and Hope on June 10th, and Mosaic Art for Health and Hope on June 17th. Artist Liz Cutler is going to lead both sessions. You gotta register, artwavesmdi.org. And while you're there, you can check out the other Art Waves offerings. Do you need a break from yard work this weekend? I got something for you today. Today and tomorrow. Head over to Castine this evening, 5 to 7 p.m., for the opening reception at Gallery B. Gallery B's 17th season opens with a show called Spellbound. The exhibition is about being spellbound, transfixed, mesmerized, awed. Works in the show explore the sublime, supernatural, spiritual, and temporal suspension. The show offers a weekly rotation of new work by featured artists. They include Kate Emlin from Vermont and Maine artists Ellie Barnett, Goody B. Wiseman, Amy Bernhardt, and more. That's in Castine this evening at Gallery B. If you need a break from yard work tomorrow, head to the opening reception at the Cynthia Winnings Gallery in Blue Hill. The title of the show? Fieldwork. See what I did there? Artists include Louise Bourne, Patricia Wheeler, Cynthia Winnings, and more. In the sculpture garden, you'll see work by Luniform, Melita Westerlund, and Mary Lou Reed. The opening reception is tomorrow, 5 to 7 p.m. If your garden is all set and the yard work is done, pick up Heart the Lover by Maine author Lily King. Heart the Lover spins a titillating tale on the complications of friendship, love, and regret. It's the featured book of the Brooklyn Reads Book Group discussion on Wednesday, May 27th at the Friend Memorial Public Library. Can't join in person? Zoom in. Head to friendml.org for all the details. I've got another community art project for you. Over at Hidden Barn Books in Bar Harbor, we're invited to explore the intersections between art and climate action with Maine-based artists. You can hear from and collaborate with photographer Catherine Emery, songwriter Zach Kendall, landscape embroiderer Emma Mary Murray, art therapist Don Newding, and poet Eloise Schultz to make climate art of your own. Go to hiddenbarnbooks.com. The event is happening on Thursday, May 28th. Hey, WERU has once again been nominated for Best Radio Station in Down East Magazine's 2026 Best of Maine. We need your help to win. Vote for WERU in the radio station category under Arts and Culture by going to downeast.com. Voting is open through June 12th, but why not vote right now? And vote to show your love for your favorite Maine radio station. This has been Sarah Pepworth with What's the Word on Main Street?